it's Danielle Fishel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports and here on SportsGrid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We're going to go over the Open Championship, which is underway. We'll have live scoring updates for you, a little DFS baseball, some fantasy football here on the show as well. Davis, great to be with you. Good morning. I know that the Open Championship is your focus right now, and you know, certainly let's check in immediately and see, you know, what you think thus far.
Yeah, I've been up since really early here Central Time, watching the golf over there at St. Andrews, the 150th Open Championship, and the weather was really, really calm this morning over in England. You know, 8, 9, 10 miles an hour wind, pretty chilly over there. These guys wearing hoodies and stuff like that, but the wind is picking up now. Cameron Young is atop the leaderboard, 8 under par. Rory McIlroy, 6 under par. Cameron Smith, 5 under par. Then we have a group of 5 guys at 4 under par, and then a huge group at 3 under par. Some notable names who are struggling. Brooks Koepka is having a tough time. Sergio Garcia having a tough time early on here. Ernie Els did make an appearance up at the top of the leaderboard. And probably my favorite thing about the Open Championship is one of these 55-year-old guys plays a couple of rounds under par. Easily my favorite thing about the Open.
Yeah, always seems to happen for sure. Justin Rose will not be a part of the festivities. Let's get to our headlines. He has withdrawn from the Open Championship. And so updates throughout the day, of course, here on Sports Grid, who's doing what as they are underway at St. Andrews. Johnny Gaudreau signs with the Columbus Blue Jackets in NHL free agency. Davis and I will touch more on this. The Blue Jays fire manager Charlie Montoyo. John Schneider, their bench coach, takes over there. 10 Kansas City Royals. My gosh, they'll miss the series in Toronto due to vaccine laws. Also, Mariners win their 10th in a row. Orioles win their 10th in a row yesterday. And so two baseball stories. Let's get to them here, Davis. Let's first touch on the Blue Jays. I know that you and I both thought that the Blue Jays would be a very good team this season. They've been okay. Clearly not as good as they wanted to be. I don't know that this is going to make any sort of difference here. But again, what happens in reporting is that naturally when somebody gets fired, then all of a sudden the stories come out and they need to do leadership, issues in the clubhouse. You hear all these things afterwards. Sometimes you don't hear them before. Yeah, I think Montoya will probably end up getting another job in the big leagues. But clearly with the squad that Toronto had and the money they spent, they had higher expectations to this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, I kind of feel the same way I feel about, you know, when Girardi got let go by the Phillies, like how much is a manager really impacting stuff day to day? And if the players don't like him, you're paying more money to Bichette and Vlad and those guys than you are paying to the manager. So it's easy to get rid of the manager there. I mean, I would say it's not Charlie Montoya's fault that the team does not have a single good left-handed hitter, right? From a team construction perspective, their Jays are absolutely set up to destroy left-handed starting pitching. Who's their best left-handed hitter? Raimel Tapia, Kevon Biggio? Yep. Like, you know, that's a huge error from a team construction perspective, not really his fault. I saw the Blue Jays fans don't really love the way Montoya was handling the bullpen, but again, that's probably stuff he's getting fed from the front office. And Craig, a baseball story we didn't mention on the show, I don't know how you didn't bring this one up to me, but Jonathan Villar, a guy I've always loved for fantasy, got traded to the Angels. How did we not cover this one on the show, that Jonathan Villar got traded to the Angels?
Yeah, I saw him in Miami last week when the Angels played the Marlins. He actually led off. All right, so now, listen, from a DFS perspective, obviously this hits big. Season-long, too. 10 Royals, Davis, not getting vaccinated and are not going to play in Toronto. Now, what's really interesting about this were some of the quotes that came out. And listen, far be it from me to go through this whole, you know, choice situation here.
Sure.
It sort of alluded to the fact, at least from Whit Merrifield, that if the team was playing better, then maybe they would have done it or something along those lines. Like that was the stunner to me to hear that one.
I mean, I thought the most surprising thing about the whole, and not surprising, but just the most like rolled my eyes, was when Whit Merrifield said, if I was playing for the Yankees and they might play Toronto in the playoffs, then I'd get vaccinated. But the Royals, they stink. So what's the point, right? Like that's effectively what Whit said, was basically the Royals stink. So I don't care if I can't play in Toronto, but if I play it on a good team, I would care. Good riddance, Whit. Good riddance, Benintendi. You know, we don't need you. We got Bobby Witt Jr. We got Vinny Pasquianto. We got MJ Melendez, who also was not vaccinated, but we'll deal with that at a later date.
Yeah, I think the interesting part too is that if the Yankees or the Red Sox or even the Rays, Davis, if they were to consider trading for Whit Merrifield or Andy or any of those other players on Kansas City, I mean, the possibility would exist that they would not be able to play in the postseason if Toronto ends up making it. So, I mean, So I'm not sure if this is going to be able to work itself out, but we will see. We also have one trade in Major League Baseball today. New York Yankees have acquired Tyler Wade. Is this from the Wade. Angels, Brett? Is this from the Angels? Yeah, okay.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he was previously on the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken, last year too. So, all right, we will take a quick timeout here on the show. We will come back and do a little DFS baseball, so make sure you stay on the grid for that. Big pitching matchups tonight, but it looks like a lot of the hitters are what Davis is targeting coming up. So get out your DraftKings apps. We're going to help you set your lineup there. Also talk some fantasy football, get closer and closer to training camps opening as well. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to take a look at the DraftKings slate in Major League Baseball and Daily Fantasy here on this Thursday. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock here on the show. So Davis, a lot of options here, as always, here on the program on Thursday. You know, yesterday was go big pitching. That certainly worked out. Today, it looks like a couple of $5,000 players, I think I see in the lineup here. So a little bit of a different approach. Am I right about that?
Yeah, well, the starting pitching pricing is just a little bit more flat today. We have Corbin Burns, who is $10,600. I just don't like to use starting pitchers against San Francisco. They are so annoying. I mean, they got to be one of the most annoying teams to pitch against. Just a lot of low strikeout guys, a lot of guys who make a lot of contact. So I'm going on the other side of that game with Carlos Rodon at $9,300. I think the Brewers are a better offense, to be certain, but they have a little bit more swing and miss. And Rodon, I mean, his numbers this season are just, I mean, what a free agency acquisition by the San Francisco Giants. I mean, Carlos Rodon, he had 45 DraftKings points. He had a complete game, 12 strikeout game against the San Diego Padres in his last start. Like, there's no slowing this guy down, so love him there. And then, you know, these are kind of what I call better real life pitchers than DFS pitchers. Framber Valdez, Tyler Anderson, Luis Castillo, Nestor Cortez, Johnny Cueto, like all guys who can get a quality start, right? 5-6 innings, 4-5 strikeouts, 2 or 3 earned runs, but don't really have that huge ceiling. So for our second pitcher, we are going to go with Tristan McKenzie today. He is $8,300 against the Detroit Tigers. Had a great start against the Kansas City Royals and absolutely mowed down the New York Yankees at home 2 weeks ago. 7 innings pitch, 7 Ks, and just, you know, kind of a young guy who's trending up right now.
Yeah, Giants, I believe, signed Rodon 1-year deal, if I'm not mistaken. So Rodon has an opportunity, I think, to hit free agency along with Musgrove. So a good starting pitcher is going to be out there on the free agency market for sure. All right, let's go to catchers and infielders here. Gary Sanchez of the Twins. He is priced at $3,600 today on DraftKings. Ty France, $4,300. Tommy Edman of the Cardinals just dropping like a rock in terms of price. Cardinals have struggled offensively. $3,300. Max Muncy, I believe yesterday, did he get on base 5 times? Did I see that without recording an out? $4,200, and then Bo Bichette, $5,400 today for the Jays.
Yeah, so Muncy is, I think, just an example of the pricing getting a little bit too dynamic, right? You know, when guys, I believe heading into yesterday, he had like a 4-for-30 stretch going, and there was some talk like, oh, you know, maybe Jake Lamb is going to be taking over for him or something like that. Well, it's not going to happen. I mean, Max Muncy is too good to go hitless for that long, had a great game against the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. Gary Sanchez, I know the guy can't hit for batting average to save his life, but this is still Gary Sanchez, 10 home runs on the year, just hit one last week. And I suppose he has not been playing full time either. They have their full complement of catchers and DHs back in, so he's only playing about 4 days a week right now. Our guy Ty France, he is really trying to make the All-Star game, Craig. You know, he's sitting there saying, guys, come on, Andrew Benintendi is in the All-Star game and I'm not in the All-Star game. What are we doing here? He's having a great season, and I like this offensive environment for the Mariners. Same thing on Edman as with Muncy. I mean, I just think Edman's a good player. I think the St. Louis Cardinals have a good offense that's just kind of in, you know, the teams go through this, right? What did we say? The Angels lost 14 games in a row with maybe the two best players of baseball on their roster. Like, teams just go through these slumps. It's no big deal. I think Edman will be back soon. And then I do like this spot. I mean, I think that the Toronto Blue Jays are just going to be crushing the Kansas City Royals for the next couple days, right? 10 of their players not eligible to play. They have guys coming up from AAA to play. You know, like, they're just, I don't know. They might have a fan come in and pitch the bottom of the ninth while they're down 10. Like, I think the Blue Jays might score. I think we might get some football scores in this series on the Blue Jays side, because I think it was 3 of their relief pitchers are out for this week. So they're really going to the bottom. So I do really like the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think you have to. A pretty big advantage, I would say, in this series. All right, let's go over to the outfielders. And Byron Buxton is going to be the highest priced player in this lineup on DK tonight, and he is at $5,600. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., another Blue Jay, at $3,600. And so Davis is going to go min price, assume that Ryan O'Hearn is a breathing body in Toronto for Kansas City's $2,000.
Yeah, so Ryan O'Hearn, I just know he is going to play, right? So he is going to bat fifth for the Kansas City Royals here against Gausman. If there is another minimum price player, and there probably should be, right? We have an 11-game slate here tonight. I would imagine there is going to be one or two other minimum-priced outfielders. But, I mean, look, Ryan O'Hearn, power-hitting guy in the Rogers Center. Like, I've definitely made worse plays in my life, right? I do really like this spot for the Minnesota Twins against Cueto. I saw an insane statistic on Byron Buxton the other day, something like 42% of his hits this season have been home runs, which is just insane. Mm-hmm. And I think that matches him up well against Johnny Cueto, who is at this stage in his career, a ground baller, really trying to pitch to contact. Obviously, if you were allowing Byron Buxton contact, he is just going to get behind and pull that ball over the outfield wall. And then, as I mentioned, as we were talking about the infield, just think the Blue Jays are going to run roughshod over my Kansas City Royals in the Rogers Center this week. And Gurriel was one of those guys who was struggling for a while, and Teoscar Hernandez, you know, was not coming back. But he's got his batting average up over 300 now. He's got 5 home runs on the season. He has swiped 3 bases. I mean, like, he's kind of like Toronto, like AJ Pollock. Like, he's going to do a little bit of everything with a good batting average, but he gets a good batting spot. You know, he's behind Matt Chapman there. So, like Gurriel tonight.
Let's go back to, we talked a little bit about Baltimore. Let's go to Seattle here for a minute, Davis. They've won 10 games in a row. We know that they, you know, at the beginning of the season looked very legit, right? In April and May, and then just completely fell apart. And I know part of their 10-game winning streak is the Nationals. It seems like everybody's winning streaks this season, Davis, are against the Nationals. Like, they're all part of it. I think they beat them 3 or 4 times in a row. Miami beat them 12 out of 13. So you have to take all these things with a grain of salt. But, I mean, Seattle gets Haniger back. They get Kyle Lewis back. They have some pretty decent pitching. I mean, I don't see them as a threat to Houston, but I suppose they could make the postseason with the extra team, right?
I mean, yeah, right now they are 47-42 without arguably Kyle Lewis is probably arguably their best player if you combine the value of his defense with the value of his hitting. I mean, and Mitch Haniger was a guy we were talking about a lot last season. Mm-hmm. I was using him all the time in DFS. Like, he's a really good right-handed hitter. I mean, I think probably the issue that the Mariners would have is kind of the same issue that, like, you know, that the Orioles have. You know, even some of these other American League teams, you know, non-Yankees, non-Astros division, is they just don't have the super high-end top-level talent, right? Now that matters the least in baseball compared to basketball or football or hockey, right? We're having one or two super – I mean, if you have one superstar in basketball, you can make a championship. If you have an amazing quarterback, you can make the Super Bowl. Like, having the bet – I mean, look at the Angels. They have maybe the 2 best players in baseball, and they stink. Mm-hmm. So – but I do think in, you know, looking at a potential playoff run, you know, fighting for a wild card or even actually making the playoffs, like looking at the Mariners roster, who is that super studly, you know, there's just nothing you can do with this guy on their team, and they just don't really have one.
Maybe Julio Rodriguez. That would be the.
Could,
I mean,
you
I don't
know what?
Know.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. It could be him.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, by the way, along with Jose Ramirez yesterday, committing to the home run derby on Monday night. Is the field done now? I think maybe there's one more spot. Oh, it is done. Okay, so that's it. All right. So Julio Rodriguez, along with Jose Ramirez. There's some crazy numbers on the age of Pujols versus the age of Julio Rodriguez. I think he was like wasn't born when he started playing or something insane like that. But it should be a lot of fun.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monday night in Los Angeles, and hoping to be there, and we'll tell you all about it next week. I am headed to Los Angeles tomorrow. All right, coming up next, time for us to talk some fantasy football. We'll get into some more buy low candidates. Today we're focused on the running back position, so stay on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock here with you, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, every Monday through Friday, right here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. All right, Davis, fantasy football season fast approaching. We covered wide receiver by low candidates earlier in the week. Let's take a look at some running backs here on the show today. And let's start off with, oh boy, this is a tough one, the Philadelphia Eagles, because it seems to me that regardless of who the head coach is in Philadelphia, you can't ever figure out who they're going to run the ball with. Last year it was Sanders. It was, I think, Howard at one point, Boston Scott, if I'm not mistaken. But let's talk about Miles Sanders here, who last year rushed for 754 yards. He caught 28 balls for 158 receiving yards. At this point, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of people feeling like he's going to be reliable going into the season. But what I would say is that the likelihood of him having more than no touchdowns this season, I've got to think that there's some addition to that number at the end of the year. 2, 3, 4, I don't know. It's got to be better than zero, right?
I mean, it would be insane for him to get as unlucky in the touchdown department as he was last season. Miles Sanders, second on the team in rushing attempts, of course, behind Jalen Hurts. 139 rushing attempts for Hurts, 137 for Miles Sanders. 10 rushing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts. 7 touchdowns for Boston Scott. 3 rushing touchdowns for Jordan Howard. 6 touchdowns for Kenneth Gainwell. Gainwell only had 101 touches on the season. Howard only had 88. Boston Scott only had 100. Yet, add all those touchdowns up, I mean, the team was one of the most effective rushing touchdown teams in the entire NFL, right? You know, the combined stat lines of Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard, and Kenneth Gainwell would have made them, you know, Christian McCaffrey, basically, right?
Right.
So I think there's definitely the temptation to look at Miles Sanders and be like, this guy is so disappointing. It's like every season you think he's going to do it and he never does. He came on late in his rookie year and was really, really good late in his rookie season. And then in 2020, you know, he had 1,000 yards, he had 6 touchdowns, but he was banged up. He came back in. He wasn't catching the ball. And the Eagles were just a super disappointing season, that team or that season in general. You know what? I am buying low, and I'm mostly buying low because, one, I think he will probably score like 7 touchdowns this year with good luck. But two, I just think the Eagles are probably going to be pretty good on offense. AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts. I just think they're going to have a lot of opportunities to score touchdowns and sustain long drives.
Yeah, it would seem to me that Sanders has got to be a little bit of a bounce back. It's just, everyone was just so in love with him a couple of years ago. Hasn't really produced what most people thought. But again, you're right. That's luck, having no touchdowns whatsoever on the season. All right, let's move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And naturally, we never got a chance to see who I think we're going to get a chance to see this year in Travis Etienne, who was taken very high by the Jaguars last year. But new coaching staff this year, no doubt. James Robinson, who produced last year 8 touchdown total, along with 31 receptions, 222 yards, and 767 rushing yards. And Davis, I believe you were off him last year, so that proved to be correct. He did not produce the season that most people thought when he was being drafted essentially as like a back-end RB1, RB2. Where is he going this year, and what's his injury status, by the way?
Yeah, so he's going way late this year, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th round. People are I think, rightfully not that excited about him. And I think the main reason they are not that excited about him, I mean, one, the injury, he was not available for minicamp. So Travis Etienne was there at minicamp. My guess, though, is that the team actually does want James Robinson to be involved because he proved himself to be pretty good at pass protection, you know, keeping Trevor Lawrence from, you know, getting knocked off his back and things like that. But clearly Etienne, the more explosive, the better player, the offense is going to be better when Etienne is on the field. And I wonder, honestly, if he is even going to be ready by game one. You know, I kind of think Cam Akers gave us a false sense of security with Achilles injuries, right? Because he was able to come back in, I think, what amounted to about 7 months from his Achilles injury. But generally speaking, for running backs specifically, Achilles injuries have been like, that's it. I mean, you might not only will you not be the same, but you might never play football again because it saps you of so much athleticism. And they also have this guy, Snoop Connor, fifth round draft pick. I mean, that's probably who is going to be playing week one if James Robinson is not ready. But I will say, if he is on the field week one, he probably is going to end up looking like a good fantasy football pick because Etienne is just not going to get 300 touches his first season. There's no way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like that. Receptions will probably be a tick up for Etienne, I would hope. You know, maybe he was fantastic at Clemson, but we will see what he ends up doing in his first full season in the NFL. All right, now, the last one we're going to talk about here, Davis, I don't know. You're going to have to sell me on this one because, my gosh, the drop-off has been so significant from Detroit to New York in Kenny Golladay. And last year, was he the single biggest free agent bust in the NFL at wide receiver? Maybe. 37 receptions, 521 yards, 76 targets. I mean, that's not horrible, I guess, but no touchdowns. And obviously, I know that Dave is going into the season. When I look up at the end of the season, Golladay is going to have two touchdowns at least. You know, I mean, I would think he's got two. But my gosh, man, like he has just completely fallen off. And the quarterbacking is not great there either. So what makes you think that he could bounce back a little bit?
Nothing. I really don't like Kenny Golladay. I think he is a bad stylistic fit for Daniel Jones. I think he was a much better stylistic fit in Detroit when he was playing with Matthew Stafford. You know, Daniel Jones is, he likes to extend the play, you know, so I guess maybe if Golladay does end up being successful, the way I could see it is if he ends up being the recipient of some of those Daniel Jones scrambles, or if they really throw the ball to him a ton in the red zone. But Golladay is not, you know, this super precise route runner, a guy who's going to go sit and find the space in the zone, which is what I think a lot of this Brian Daboll read and react offense is going to be based off of. The Giants guys that I'm bullish on are your guy, Kadarius Toney, from, of course, the University of Florida. Nothing would surprise me with Toney. You know, he could be kicked off the team or traded or whatever, but I think he is the right bet to be making on this Giants offense. And then kind of funny that we both have like our favorite players here. You really like Toney. I really like Wandale Robinson, who was drafted in the second round out of the University of Kentucky. He played at Nebraska before that, was actually recruited as a running back, despite being 5'7", 170. It's one of these situations where I know the numbers and the analytics don't back me up that much, but I just know that Wandale is a good football player. Like and you know, not to mention they still have Sterling Shepard, who is coming back from a lower body injury over the offseason, and Darius Slayton. So it's like there's a lot of guys who I think can get on the field for the Giants, and Golladay is just not a guy who demands that level of workload. Like he just is not, he's not going to pay off his salary, really, is what the deal is.
Am I crazy to think he feels like he's a guy that could get cut, or is that not possible with the cap number?
So I think that it is not going to be possible because of the way his contract is structured. You know, a lot of the times these deals are done in such a way to make sure the guys are not getting cut because And I actually hate the way that this works in the NFL. I think it would be more fun if the dead cap numbers worked differently. We'd see way more player for player trades, right? Like, right. You know, Kenny Golladay could be traded for Michael Thomas or whatever. But so sure. Kenny Galladay's number right now is $21 million against the cap. But were he to be cut or traded, he would cost $31 million against the cap. And they have an out in his contract after next season for only $6 million. So my guess is that is what they would be looking at, is they'll do this year with him, they'll do next year with him, and then they will cut him or move on from him as he enters into his age 31 season.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that a few years ago, he was one of those guys in fantasy that people were taking fourth, fifth round, thinking that he could produce first round numbers. But you're right, it was a lot about the quarterback. Stafford was there in Detroit. You know, clearly at this point, I don't know. It just feels like to me, this is a situation where regardless of the talent, Davis, GM, coach, this is not their guy, you know, like this is the guy left over from, totally. From what was in New York. And so I don't see a strong future there for sure. By the way, you know, as far as like fantasy football season, like best balls, like anything noteworthy over the last couple of weeks of drafting, players on the rise, fall? I know we only have 2 minutes, so.
Well, you know, there are a couple interesting guys right now. Gabriel Davis is sort of like the big lightning rod in the fantasy football community right now. There was a report yesterday from his trainer that he's up to 227 pounds. His combine weight was 210. So that's kind of interesting. Like, you know, does that mean he's planning on playing more snaps? Is he going to be playing outside primarily? That's actually probably good for his fantasy value, because that means that he's not going to have to leave the field when Jameson Crowder or Isaiah McKenzie are on the field. So that's sort of interesting. There was a report from Nick Underhill, the beat writer for The Athletic for the New Orleans Saints, that everything he's hearing on Michael Thomas is really positive and really good. I mean, we just have not heard anything about, I mean, guy's not played in 2 years. We have no idea what's going on with this guy. But the Saints are like this huge question mark, because they have all these great defensive players, no idea what they're getting out of quarterback, no idea what they're getting out of Michael Thomas. They have a new head coach for the first time in a decade, just like a weird team for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely so. Not a lot of talk about them. I think you're right. So that's a team we'll follow in training camp here for you, as our fantasy football coverage certainly is going to kick into full gear as we close out the month of July and August as well. All right, stay on the grid. Coming up next, we got Fantasy or Reality and then the Sports Grid 60. And then I will be right back here with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. Also coming up at the top of the hour, it is the Early Line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. So make sure you stay tuned to that as well. Got live programming for you all.
L-E-T-T-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All day long, lots of Major League Baseball action as well, starting in about 30 minutes here in Miami. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Make sure you are following us on social media on Twitter at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. And if you have a question that you want us to answer on Fantasy or Reality, tag us, Fantasy or Reality, hashtag, at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV, and maybe we will use it today here on the show. So, Davis, big weekend ahead. After one day, we're going to figure out where we stand here on the Open Championship. And, I mean, I guess that's going to consume a lot of your time this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be locked in, actually playing a little bit of golf myself this weekend, hopefully. But yeah, the Open Championship, I mean, it's the best. It's at St. Andrews. It's on right when you wake up. You know, you can't ask any better than, and the weather, you know, over in London, or I guess it's in Scotland actually. So it's all gonna play out pretty good over there. And Rory got off to a good start, 6 under par. So anytime I start a major with a Rory round well under par, I'm feeling good. Then I know I'm gonna be locked in and paying attention for the rest of the week at a bare minimum.
Is Bryson your guy, old guy, playing in this one, or he's still hurt? I forget. I don't know.
No, he is. Bryson. So Bryson is in. He's 3 under. He was, of course, you know, complaining on the greens. He's got his stupid. I'm over. I'm so over Bryson.
Oh,
like the guy. I loved him for a while, and then he became so obnoxious to watch, Craig. I mean, just taking forever on every shot and complaining. Yeah. Honestly, it was a lot of the stuff I didn't like about Spieth. Just the constant complaining and taking forever to hit a shot. But a lot of the live guys are most of the live guys who are qualified are playing in this and not doing so hot, right? Turns out to be good at professional golf, you need to be practicing your golf instead of trying to play 12 events a year.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, time for a little fantasy or reality. Well, Davis, you know the college football season is fast approaching when they have the conference media days. That's usually the first notice that this is coming fast and furious. Late August will be the first college football games played here in 2022, so we're almost upon it. Now, in a few years, Texas and Oklahoma are going to be leaving the Big 12 and going to the Power Southeastern Conference. And yesterday, the head coach of Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, sort of took a little shot asking why Texas and Oklahoma are still at the media days and still sitting in the Big 12. Fantasy reality, Davis, the Longhorns and Sooners should be kicked out of the Big 12 meetings.
Yeah, no, of course this is a fantasy. I mean, they're still in the Big 12 for, I think, 2 more years. So yeah, this would be ridiculous. I mean, and, you know, like as an Oklahoma fan who grew up loving, only knowing the Big 12, I remember when Colorado was in the Big 12, right? I remember Oklahoma playing there. And of course, you know, I think one of the biggest travesties of all of this is that Oklahoma, Nebraska, one of the most historic college football rivalries, that they don't play anymore. But yeah, no, Mike Gundy is the worst, right? Like I don't think I have ever heard a Mike Gundy soundbite and been like, you know what? That guy sounds like a calm, rational, level-headed, intelligent guy. I know he's got the great "I'm a man, I'm 40" soundbite, right? So he's got that going for him. But I hate Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy is a loser. Mike Gundy, you know, his entire career has finished second or third place in the Big 12. So he should actually, like, I actually would understand why he's really excited to get Oklahoma out of his conference, because he might finally, you know, be able to win something. So, yeah. But yeah, I got fantasy. I disagree with Gundy here.
Yeah, funny comment though, by the way, from Gundy. Yeah, I mean, I could understand being a rival. Not
he is funny.
He does have good sound bites. He does. I got to give him that. He has really good sound bites. So yeah, I mean, come on, this is a fantasy. This is just sports. It's life. I mean, we have NILs. We have basically college football free agency at this point. Why should anybody be surprised that this is getting set up like the NFL? I mean, this is where we're headed. There's going to be 2 conferences, everyone on the totally. East and everybody on the West, and then playing 12 teams. It's going to be the playoffs. I mean, we're headed there. So Gundy probably just a little sour that he's not invited to the SEC, and I get it. And by the way, I would say this. Oklahoma State has every bit as a claim to go as Texas does. I mean, what has Texas proved?
Oh, yeah, Texas stinks too.
Yeah, I mean, Texas just proving to be very popular and everybody likes them, that's fine. But in terms of success, not a lot. So they should not be kicked out, though. I mean, come on, just get over it, get through it. A couple teams will move to the Big 12. And then in 10 years, we'll have this super college football thing where this is all going to be irrelevant at this point. All right, let's move on to some Major League Baseball. We got the news yesterday that 10 Kansas City Royals are not going to be playing in Toronto because of rules in Canada about vaccination laws. And naturally, there's going to be a couple of players on that list who could have potentially been trade targets. In fact, more than two, maybe three, four, five guys. Royals are not having a good season. One of them is All-Star Andrew Benintendi, who is expected to be dealt at the trade deadline. He'll be a free agent at the end of the season and probably get a pretty good contract, I would guess, too. Fantasy reality, the Royals, Davis, won't be able to trade Andrew Benintendi at the deadline because of this vaccination stuff.
No, fantasy, they will. I mean, the main team that was, I believe Heyman had this, the main team that was kind of interested in trading for him was the New York Yankees, who definitely do not want to acquire a non-vaccinated player. I think they have two series left in Canada against the Blue Jays, and then might, of course, have the game against them in the American League playoffs. But I was looking over at the National League because obviously the only reason a National League team would be going to Canada would be in the World Series. And there are actually a couple teams that could use a left-handed outfielder. The Mets could definitely use a left-handed, you know, just kind of a utility outfielder, a guy who could play in any corner. Now, they might have their sights set higher than Andrew Benintendi. They might want someone who's better than him. I mean, he's an all-star, right? You know, when the Royals get on the phone, they'll be able to say he's an all-star. And then I was also thinking, you know, the Braves could probably use, because, you know, they have Duvall to use him against left-handed starting pitching, but Benintendi would be the platoon. But I think actually the answer there is to just promote Michael Thomas from batting ninth and bat Michael Thomas, or Michael Harris, rather, to bat Michael Harris like sixth instead of ninth. So that probably solves their problem. But this is a long way of saying there's absolutely a team that will acquire Andrew Benintendi. And in fact, you know, knowing the way that the business of baseball works, they're going to use this to drive the cost down. They're going to be like, well, you know, the Yankees were going to give you X, Y, and Z, but now the Yankees are out, so we're going to give you a bag of balls, you know, $40,000 cash and a player to be named later for Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, I think fantasy for me, too. And again, this may go right down to the deadline on this player, though. I mean, maybe that's the difference here, is that you got to kind of wait to see this play out to the end. But you mentioned there's a lot of other teams out there as possibilities. I mean, San Diego, are you kidding me with the way Grisham has played? You put Benintendi in center and that solves your problem. Like there's going to be some team out there that's going to be willing to make this trade. Merrifield, a little bit more dicey, of course, because of his age. But Benintendi will be on the move. He'll be somewhere else. He'll get a good contract even in the offseason. He's resurrected his career, basically, in Kansas City. I know that there were teams interested in him, and there have been teams interested in him, Davis, for the last couple of years. So I think Benintendi ends up at San Diego. That would be my guess. And you're right, National League. It's got to be National League. You cannot take this risk in the American League and maybe play Toronto and have your general manager standing doing an interview going, oh, we didn't know. I mean, come on, you do know. And a worse look, by the way, was if these guys would get vaccinated for the playoffs. That would be crazy, too.
That's what Witt said. That's what Witt said. I cannot do this with Witt. Like if you're going to be a Royals player, you got to kind of commit to being on the team, right? Because they're not very good, right? And so a lot of the good players on bad Royals teams over the years have just steered into the skid of being a Royal. And this whole thing with Witt is basically him saying, like, I'm better than you guys. Like, I'm better than being a Royal. It's so obnoxious to me.
Yeah, very, very tough. And definitely not good if they move on and then get vaccinated. It just shows no respect for the team, that's for sure. All right, a reboot of the Munsters. Now, the Munsters was a TV show, I believe, in the 50s and 60s, if I'm not mistaken, black and white show. And very funny, by the way, ahead of its time in terms of being on. And then naturally they had the Munster movies that were also very popular too. And now Rob Zombie is doing a reboot of the Munsters and he's calling it even a prequel. I don't know how this would even work, but it definitely leads us to believe that this is a fair question that we could ask here on the show. A lot of nostalgia, as Davis talks about, comes back. People watch it. Fantasy reality, Davis, you will watch the Munsters movie.
Yeah, this is a fantasy. I will not be watching the Munsters movies because I don't have the nostalgia for it. You know, the movies, the shows that would have been on. This just skipped me. Might have, honestly, I'm wondering if this kind of skipped everyone like 25 to 30, because I don't think there was anything on TV. I actually think my generation has more memories of the Addams Family. I think there was an Addams Family show on, maybe on like Nickelodeon or Disney. I don't remember what channel it was on, but I would have more nostalgia, be more likely to watch, because I think the Munsters was more like the 70s and the 80s. Is that right, Craig?
I think it was 60s, 70s, maybe even. Maybe right. I don't know. You're right. I do get those mixed up. That's a good point. This is something that if it popped streaming somewhere, I may hit the play button. But as far as going, no, there's like no chance of this happening whatsoever. But I would say that I was a fan of this show. So I think it is, I thought it was pretty cool, and I did look a little deeper into the article and thought, like, what could this possibly be as far as a prequel is concerned? But in terms of popularity, I think you hit it. The Addams Family, because they had those movies, I'm gonna basically say those were in the 90s, it feels like. Because of that, I feel like more people probably remember the Addams Family. But the Munsters, basically, Davis, was a TV show that if you had to ask me, like, what are your memories from watching this show? It basically was, why am I at home during the day, during the week, and watching the Munsters? Something must have happened. Right. I didn't go to school. I didn't go to camp. I was just like home as a kid. And it was just on like 11 a.m. on some channel. And I was like, okay, I'll just watch the Munsters, because that's what you did at the time. There was only three, four channels to watch. And that's my get off my lawn back in my day conversation. All right, coming up next is time for the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid for that. And then we turn it over to the early line coming up here at the top of the hour. Next week here on the show, just as a little programming note, Davis will still be in the house with us next week, thank goodness. And I'll be taking a few days off to go to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Los Angeles. So I will be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and I'll be back with you guys again on Thursday on Fantasy Sports Today. Davis, do you have any idea on the Home Run Derby yet? Maybe we could touch on this tomorrow, but I assume you're not going to pick Julio Rodriguez because this is his first time. I assume you're not going to pick Albert Pujols because it's his last time. So it's got to be somewhere in the middle. And any of these new guys in it that you have any inclination for? Jose Ramirez? Acuna?
Acuna, I think, doesn't have like the sheer raw power for it. Like I would be surprised to see him crank out a ton. Like assuming that Alonso has the same BP guy, I'm going with him. I believe he works for a different team now, not with the Mets anymore. But if Alonso has the same, Brett is confirming. I got Alonso even as the favorite. I got to do it. Guy's too good at it.
All right. Should have odds posted tomorrow on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll take a quick time out here on the show, and we'll be back with the Sports Grid 60 next. So stay on the grid. Don't go away. Be right back.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we end the show, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up. One quick note, in Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Angels have called up prospect Joe Adele and designated Monte Harrison for assignment. There is speculation that Adele will play every day for the rest of the season, which they should have been doing to figure him out for a long time. Now it's turned over to Davis. Time for the Sports Grid 60.
All right, so we are getting to the trail end here of the dead period of the NFL offseason, and one thing that is happening that is very cool to me, I didn't end up watching very much of the USFL, but it has been very cool to me to see some of the guys who played in spring football sign NFL contracts, right? It's one of the things we love about sports, watching guys' dreams come true, giving these guys a chance to make the 53-man roster, so... I will continue to support it in theory, even if I'm not watching it, because I do love seeing these stories.
All right, let's end the show here with a little NBA. I didn't discuss much NBA today. Yesterday on the show, Davis said he wouldn't be surprised if Donovan Mitchell was moved to the New York Knicks. And then after the show yesterday, Shams was reporting that the New York Knicks are one of the teams that Donovan Mitchell could end up with. So, look, Mitchell is one of the, you know, obviously the top target and unbelievable talent in the NBA. Remains to be seen if the Knicks can get this done. But boy, if they can, this certainly would change around their franchise. And by the way, what in the world is Utah doing? Boy, they are tearing it down, lottery style. I mean, this is a team that's probably going to end up losing 60 games, I would say, in the NBA next season. All right, that'll do it for our show today. Thanks again to our friends over at LTN and our graphics department for sure. Danny and Ryan, our producers today, as always, is Brett Levy. My co-host is Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. I'll be back with you guys at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Enjoy the early line. It's coming up next, and I will speak to you soon. And if you are gone for the day, have a great day. And we'll see you again on Friday, 11 o'clock Eastern, for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Have a good one.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.